Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Syrian rebels supported by Turkey have taken control Sunday of at least four villages and one town from Kurdish-led forces in northern Syria, amid reports that Turkish airstrikes claimed the lives of at least 35 civilians in the area. Monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say 20 people were killed in the village of Jubal Kusa. 50 people were wounded in the attack in an area controlled by militia allied with the Kurdish-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. The observatory says another airstrike killed 15 civilians and wounded 20 others near the town of Al-Armana. Separately, the Turkish military said Sunday that it carried out airstrikes in northern Syria that killed 25 Kurdish militants. The Turkish military, along with its Syrian rebel allies, is in the fifth day of a campaign designed to drive U.S.-allied Kurdish forces and Islamic State militants out of the frontier town of Jarablus, which borders Turkey. Republican nominee Donald Trump spoke Saturday about immigration.
On day one, I'm going to begin swiftly removing criminal, illegal immigrants from this country.
Speaking at an event in the battleground state of Iowa, Trump repeated his trademark pledge to build a border wall and offered a new detail of his immigration plan, which has been criticized for being rich in rhetoric but lacking in specifics. Trump said he will track people who enter the country on visas and ensure they leave when the visa expires. He also said a nationwide verification program will prevent non-citizens from obtaining welfare and other social benefits. VOA News. The impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff concluded a third day late Saturday, with senators interrogating two witnesses called by the defense. The 68-year-old Rousseff is on trial for allegedly breaking fiscal rules in the administration of Brazil's federal budget. On Monday, Rousseff will address the senators. She's expected to speak for at least a half hour. After that, officials can ask questions. Italian officials have opened an investigation to focus on different structures that collapsed after Wednesday's powerful quake, devastating four towns in the mountainous heartland of the country and rattling the central agricultural regions. Regional public prosecutors say they will not only investigate why recently constructed public buildings failed to withstand the quake's force, but they're threatening also to file charges against private property owners who may have altered their houses in ways that breach current building codes and anti-seismic engineering regulations. On Sunday, Italian museums are donating their proceeds from visitors to earthquake relief. This woman is from New Zealand.
I think it's a wonderful thing because when we had our earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand, in 2011, the whole world helped. And it's really wonderful that museums like this will take the initiative to help as well. And I hope you get help from around the world as well.
Italy marked a day of national mourning Saturday for the nearly 300 people confirmed killed. Pakistani officials said security forces have raided a madrasa in the southwestern city of Quetta and rounded up around 100 Afghan nationals for suspected links to militant groups. Provincial government spokesman Anwar ul Haq Kakar told VOA the detainees did not possess any identity documents. Authorities also seized undesired literature from the seminary known as Madrasa Abdullah bin Zubair. He said the institution has been sealed after the overnight raid in the Busa Mandi area, and detainees are being probed for further legal action. It's unclear what prompted Saturday's raid, but the locality is notorious for harboring extremists linked to outlawed groups, including the Afghan Taliban. Combating terrorism will be a top agenda item when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry makes his first official visit to Bangladesh, which is still reeling from the July 1st attack claimed by Islamic State at a Dhaka cafe. The siege left 20 hostages dead, 17 of them foreigners. Police in Bangladesh said Saturday they killed the suspected mastermind of the attack and two other militants during a raid on their hideout just outside Dhaka. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.